The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is going to be a season you will live to remember in your life. God's presence and an encounter with that presence will make the difference in your life. You believe that? Say loud, amen. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So your physical, material, and social prosperity is a function of your spiritual prosperity, even as thy soul prospereth. God cannot prosper any man beyond the prosperity of his soul. So your spiritual prosperity is what sets the pace for other dimensions of prosperity in your life. That's why I said to be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. This is one of those missing keys in the teachings of prosperity today. The covenant is not religious banking. Neither is it a religious stock exchange. When we were growing up, there were quite a number of local religious songs that when you bring Toro to God, he will give you CC back. It's kind of banking. People have a banking mentality when they're working with God in the covenant. That's not what it is. He chased out all money changers from the temple. All the malams who are doing forex exchange, he chased them out. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. So it is a risk for you to prosper materially than you are prosperous spiritually. You are going to mess up. So God regulates your material prosperity with your spiritual prosperity. And I know what I'm talking. One of my erstwhile mentors, Kenneth Hagin, had a very prosperous ministry. Was not on TV, was not in the "You Must Give or You Die." They were given Word of Life of Word of Faith magazine for free, about $250,000 every month. Then, never owed a dime, had no church ministry, so there is no offering services or tithes coming from somewhere. But the heaven over his life and ministry remained open. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Billy Graham is still around today. A generational sage has maintained a high level quality walk with God. And it shows. and the kind of aura that's around him, the affluence of heaven, the blessings from above, that on his life and his ministry for nearly 60 years. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. He said, for I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. So spirituality is walking in the truth, walking according to scriptures. That's why I told our students at Covenant University that spirituality actually connotes and means scripturality, living according to scriptures. That is spirituality. Living according to scriptures. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Even as thy soul prospereth. That's what makes it work. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So walking in the truth, walking according to the truth, that is spirituality. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Underline the word even, to the level that your soul prospers, that's the meaning. To the same level as the prosperity of your soul. I wish above all things. There is no games or gimmicks about these things. You are either spiritual or carnal. You can't be neutral. You are either spiritual or carnal. You cannot be neutral. So if you want to walk in the fullness of God's blessings for your life, you have to be spiritual. Your life has to be guided by scriptures. You have to commit yourself to walking in the truth. There is no shortcut. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. A life that is consistently guided by scriptures is a spiritual life. Not just when it comes to money. You speak spiritual things. You take spiritual steps. You scripturalize everything about life. For instance, the Bible says that when husband and wife are not together, their prayers will be hindered. Is that in your Bible? So you can't be keeping malice with your spouse and then you are on your knees praying. It's nonsense prayer. You sort it out. And then the heavens open because the scriptures cannot be broken. Can I hear your amen? Amen. The scriptures cannot be broken. So it's all about you allowing the word of God to be the guide of your life before you can maximize the blessings of God in your life. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Even as thy soul prospereth. Because I've had the testimony of the truth that is in you, and I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. So keep walking in the truth, you won't stop prospering. Can I hear your amen? Amen? Keep walking in the truth and you never stop to prosper. So kingdom prosperity requires spirituality. Spirituality is a requirement for access to kingdom prosperity. It is not a money exchange system. It's not a banking system. It's a covenant work. When God promised the man Solomon wealth, he said to him, if you will walk with me, then I will establish this forever. So you are to walk with me. Otherwise, this promise will fail. Walk with me, and then you have it. So it's a walk. It's not a game. It's not a trade. It's a walk. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Chapter 3 of 1 Kings. 1 Kings, chapter 3. Now, verse 13, I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And verse 14, and if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did, then I will lengthen thy days. I will lengthen thy days. That is, you will enjoy these things for a long period. Just walk with me. It's not a game. It's not a trade. It's a walk. Only those who know how to walk with God will ever enjoy this dimension of financial fortune. We must learn how to walk with God. And that's what makes it work. That is what makes it work. If thou wilt walk with me and keep my commandments and my statutes, then these blessings won't stop flowing, and I will lengthen thy days to enjoy it. That's what makes it work. Abraham became very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold, but he maintained his consistent walk with God. In chapter 13 of Genesis and verse 2, we saw the riches of Abraham was made manifest. And then chapter 17, God was speaking to him and giving him instructions. And he said, walk with me, Abraham. Just keep walking with me. I'll keep blessing you. If when you stop walking with me, I will stop blessing you. Chapter 22, he still was walking with God. Get up now, Abraham, and walk with me. And he went with him to Mount Moriah, to that mountain, Mount Moriah, where he was going to sacrifice Isaac. And then he came back from that place and said, now I swear by myself, in blessing, I will bless you. And Abraham was old and stricken in age, and the Lord has blessed him in everything. So kingdom fortune answers to spirituality, a quality walk with God. Financial fortune in the kingdom is not a trade. The charismatics are already pressing that wrong button. And so many are very frustrated today. It's not a trade. It's not a lottery. It's not a lottery where you hit the jackpot. It's not a game. It is a work. And so your spirituality, that is the grace to spiritualize your lifestyle. When your steps are guided by scriptures, when you submit yourself to the laws of the spirit without anybody forcing you to, then you're ready to walk in that dimension of fortune. My prayer is that you will give room for the Holy Spirit to do his work in your life. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Just yesterday, yesterday, I was reasoning in the Holy Ghost. And I think I mentioned a bit of that to you yesterday night. Just like you don't walk into a pharmacist or chemist and just buy any drug because you like the package. You are guided by pharmacists and doctors as to what you require to deal with the ailment in your life. You don't just pick books on the shelf and start reading. It's good to listen to specialists in the field of concern to recommend materials for you that they must have tested that can be of help to you. If you don't have respect for the prescriptions of doctors, you are heading for devastation. You just buy anything. You have side effect, front effect, head effect, back effect, and then grave effect. You don't walk to a chemist store and just pick on anything and say, I just like this color. I like this drug. Wrong medication must have killed too many people. And it's still killing people up to now. The same way, wrong books have boxed many destinies. They are hooked up in a box. They can't express themselves anymore. Has it ever occurred to you that Charles Darwin was a seminarian? He was a seminary student. When he picked a book, and the book turned his head, and immediately he caught a view that creation is a subject of chance and chemical commotions. And creation is a continuous thing. And so someday, whatever you see today will grow to become another thing. What a madness that was. He caught it from a book. Somebody was training to be a priest. Now he became an apostle of Satan. By his hand, apostasy swept across the entirety of Europe from a book. How true then? A wise man once said, you are the same that you are today in 5 years' time, except for two things. The books you read and the people with whom you work. It's not just about reading. Take heed what ye read. Take heed what ye read. Take heed. Because what you read today is what they will read on you tomorrow. Take heed what you read. I bought a book with a fantastic title. The title was so captivating. The Fire of the Holy Ghost, something like that. And by the time I was going through the book, I got to a point, I was so angry. I took the book, I started crossing it. It was just molesting the Holy Ghost. And yet the title was so captivating. It was an unrecommended text. But I picked it up. Thank God I'd read other things before. I would have followed the devil to somewhere else. When you take a course in any college or any university, you take a course, the lecturers recommend the text for you, isn't it? That will be of help to you. If you don't believe in his recommendation, you are not likely going to make any serious mark in his course. Because he will test you based on the content of the materials he has recommended. They must have helped him at one point or another. I used to have a friend baptized in the Holy Ghost and everything like that. But he had a library. And that library was more or less the gateway to a spiritual mortuary. You almost can't feel today that he was one baptized in the Holy Ghost. His library was not current. So his entire life became dilapidated. It was not moving with the cloud. Yet, it was reading. So it's not about reading. It's about reading the right stuff that provides the kind of answer that we are searching for. It is madness to have headache and start looking for drugs for the eyes or stomach problem. It is wisdom to look for the answer to the very challenge that you are confronted with. One of my very close persons said he has a campus ministry. And I said, you have a campus ministry? There is one man who can help you know how to do it best. Look for Bill Bright and all his materials. That's what he lived for. God showed him from heaven and he proved it on the earth. Look for him. You will glean into the insight that he had that made it work. You are calling to healing ministry? Look for those with proven healing ministries. Check out their materials and all that are related to what they do. And in no time, you find your potentials coming alive. You are confronted with the challenge of church growth as a pastor. Look for people who have proved scriptural principles in growing a healthy church. and plug into them. And you find the same grace just flowing on you. It's wisdom to reach out for appropriate materials, not just reading. Take heed what ye hear, Jesus said. Because what you hear today is what will happen tomorrow. Take heed what ye hear. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, and to be carnally minded is death. One of my mentors in the School of Prosperity is Kenneth Copeland. And Kenneth Copeland wrote a book, Walking in Honesty. I mean, this is how destinies are built. You must know what makes it work and what keeps it working. It's not about having a testimony today and then the next 5 years there is no testimony. That's not what it is. Our ministry has never known a setback in all this number of years. There's no year that was any less in terms of his blessings than the previous one. And there are many lives here who have experienced that in their own being. Nothing has ever gone down in my life in this number of years working with them. It's important not only to learn how to make it work, but also to learn how to keep it working. It takes spirituality to enjoy prosperity in perpetuity. It takes spirituality to enjoy prosperity in perpetuity. It takes spirituality to enjoy prosperity with posterity. It takes that. You know what Abraham said to Abimelech? I will not take a thread from you, lest ye say ye make Abraham rich. I won't take nothing from you. It takes spirituality. Say with me, it's not a game. Let's begin. The covenant is not a game. It's not a trade. Neither is it lottery. It's a spiritual work. It is working with God in truth, honesty, and integrity. That's what it is. That's how to make it work, and that's how to keep it working. That's how to make it work, and that's how to keep it working. That's how to make it work, and that's how to keep it working. That's how to make it work, and that's how to keep it working. I have said to the Lord, whatever you cannot give, may I never have it. Whatever you cannot do, let it remain undone. Wherever you can't take me to, let me never get there. It takes a walk with God for this covenant to work in your life and to keep working in your life. It takes a quality covenant walk to enjoy prosperity with posterity. It takes that. It's not a game. It's not a trade. It's not a lottery. It's a work. A spiritual work with God. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Even as thy soul prospereth. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I like to enjoy the kind of life that Billy Graham is enjoying today. I want my journey to end in color. I want my story to be like the story of Samuel. Whose ox have I taken? And whom have I defrauded? How many charismatic ministries can say that under heaven today? They have defrauded too many people. Cancer, give now and you'll be healed. And he gave and he's not healed. Because they don't buy healing with money. They don't buy healing with money. He said, thy money perish with thee, for you think you can buy the gift of God with money? You have a gall of bitterness. You have no part or lot in this matter. We can't buy God's favor with money. Can you imagine somebody giving an offering today in church and taking bribe tomorrow at work? How do you put the two together? He had this in today, giving a tithe is tithe in church on Sunday, and on Monday is dividing public money. Money meant for public good is part of dividing what we are praying against. And when we are praying, he's also saying amen. So we are praying against him. That all the ones who won't let Nigeria go forward, Lord, let your judgment rest upon them. And you are part of the system who won't let Nigeria go forward. You are on a board. They gave money to the system. And you can't say no. You join them in sharing it.
They just need someone to say no, and all the devils in there will go out. No, as long as I'm here, you can do that.
If you won't be spiritual, there's no point wasting your money in offering because it won't work. Amen. It won't work. But I can tell you it works. If there's any area I have no concern about my life, it's money. Never had the occasion to pray about it. As long as you see the sun in the sky, the covenant is working. You see the moon in the night, in the season, the covenant is working. So there's nothing to bother about. Lord, give me grace to engage in a quality spiritual work so as to enjoy the best of what you have in stock for me. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. Those traders in church who think they are working in the covenant. They give a seed today and they say tomorrow, Lord, you remember I threw a seed to you yesterday. If in 7 days' time I don't get anything, then you know you are a liar. And God says with humor, you will wait for 7 years without seeing my finger. You won't have that kind of response from God. Rise to your feet. How many understand what's happening here tonight? Amen. Lift up your hands and begin to pray over your life. Jesus, I receive from you grace for a quality spiritual work. Grace for a quality spiritual work. I receive from you grace for a quality spiritual work tonight. Oh, Rabekete Sekleri Aloshad. Grace for a quality spiritual work. Now I know that the covenant is not a game. It's not a trade by barter. It's not a lottery. It's a spiritual work. Abraham walked with you into unbelievable, unspeakable blessings. You said to Solomon, walk with me. If you want to enjoy this thing for long, walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me. Lord, I'll receive that grace to walk with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. A woman met me in 1987 in Kaduna. And she had plenty of problems. She came in from Switzerland. She came to my office and said, please, I have these problems. Pray for me and I will give you an offering. When I pounced on her, she almost froze. I screamed, I yelled. Because freely ye are given, freely give. And the Lord had to tell me, hey, she's not saved. Then I led her to Christ. I will never need a dime from you forever. Who knows whether that would have stolen financial favor from my life forever. A spiritual work is the only way for this thing to keep working. You need it. By this communion tonight, whatever disqualifies you for access to the fullness of God's predetermined blessings for your life is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight that from this communion table, your spiritual walk with God will be enhanced. Yes. His hand shall be visible on your life. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. For those of us who may have missed it, I decree tonight restoration by the blood of the Lamb. Yes. For those who are on course, grace for continuity, receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands and then receive from this table whatever you desire. What do you want to see from this table tonight? Let the stewards please come up here. What do you desire to receive from the table of the Lord tonight? In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that each one returns home with his or her desire in the name of Jesus. I ask that by your blood, every conscience shall be purged of every evil work in the name of Jesus. I pray that by this communion we receive strength for a higher quality spiritual work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. In the name of Jesus. In words and in deed, begin to enjoy a higher quality work with God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name.
We believe you've been blessed by this power-packed message. You can fellowship with us on our weekly services, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Faith Tabernacle, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. Or visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org or email info@davidoyedepoministries.org. For counseling and prayers, call 01-77-47-546 or 01-77-47-547 or 01-77-47-548. God bless you.